This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Scher.
Thank you.
Hello there. It's good to see you in the void tonight. So, tonight I've decided I just feel a little jazzy. Just a little jazzy. Not too jazzy. Not bebop jazzy, or not the classic jazz you might think when you hear anybody say jazz. I'm feeling like from the void kind of jazz. So hopefully you also feel like jazz in the void. So there's no real super common thread with any of these guys tonight. Maybe a couple. I'm sure I'll do something like that. I always seem to find something to string it along. But to start the show off, we're going to go with Slivovitz. And Slivovitz is one of those bands that no one knows. They probably have day jobs like I do. They have a great band. I mean, a great album called Hubris. And it's this weird fusion of like Italian and African music, psychedelic music. This song is called Demi Un Besh O. Thank you.
I love the places that song will take you. Up next is another band that's not afraid to take you weird places. The band's called The Sons of Kemet. This is their second album, Lest We Forget What We Came Here to Do. And the song is called Tiger. So Sons of Kemet are probably one of the most, I wouldn't say well known, but they're one of the premier new jazz bands. And I'm a big fan of the new jazz or future jazz. I did a whole show based on future jazz one time, and I don't think I even played the Sons of Kemet. I'm sure I played The Comet Is Coming, which features a couple members of that band. Up next, we're going to go with my first introduction into new jazz, which was the Yaga Jazzist, or Jaga Jazzist. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. They're from Norway. The song is called Aerial Bright Dark Round, off their album The Styx.
Thank you.
Now, wasn't that just delightfully obnoxious? I think so, anyway. So up next, we're going to probably continue, not probably, we're definitely continuing with this new jazz thread for a few more tracks. Maybe. I'm not sure if this is even new jazz. This is Papadozio. I consider Papadozio new jazz. Some people might consider Papadozio prog rock. It's, again, stupid labels, right? This album by Papadozio kind of stands out from the rest of their stuff. I love all their stuff. This album's called Microdozio, and the song is called Chaga. We'll be right back. next, we're going to go with a band called Lotus. Lotus is from Indiana. They typically get classified as a jam band, but to me, they're so much more, because they really aren't afraid to get weird, which is always what makes me happy. And they're kind of in between psychedelic jam music and like electronic music, and they bring them together in a very symbiotic way. It's almost like jazz funk with some sort of bizarre blended groove. Anyway, not sure how to really describe them. That's why we listen to them. So this is Bloom and Recede. Sorry, the album is called Bloom and Recede. The song is called Golden Ratio.
Thank you.
Now, for the last two songs of the night, I've decided I'm going to take a bit of a left turn. But before we do those songs, we have a third song. A third song with Mike Patton. Now, John Zorn knows how to throw a party. For his 50th birthday party, he put together all his favorite bands. And they played for something like 8 hours or 10 hours or something. 12 maybe. I forget exactly how long it was, but they recorded it all. And out of it came, and it was like, I think it was 13 different groups, 13 different formations of Zorn's favorites. And they recorded it all and chopped it all up into individual albums based on the people playing it. And this is one of those songs. And this is the Hemophiliac lineup, which featured Trevor Dunn, Mike Patton, John Zorn. And this song, this title, it's not a word. It's just a bunch of, it's like a left bracket, right bracket, equal sign. Left bracket, right bracket, equal sign. Left bracket, right bracket, equal sign. Left bracket, right bracket. The Hemophiliac. John Zorn's 50th birthday celebration. Thank you. So, for the left turn, we're going to go with a King Crimson song. Now, this is not a King Crimson song I would typically play on From the Void. It's 21st Century Schizoid Man. But this is it being done by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, with Gavin Harrison on drums and Guthrie Govan on guitar.
We'll be right back.
Now, what is that? Just... It sounds like it's supposed to sound like that. To me, anyway. I love it that way. I love when I get to hear these big multi-timbral large band experiments where they play music that wasn't originally written or performed that way. Because I find it lame when you have someone who has like a three-chord type song with very simple progressions and predictable stuff, and they have an orchestra play with them. And it's such a typically a wasted effort, you know. It just doesn't seem to add up to me. This does, though, I think. So it is that time. Unfortunately, that time. Stuff's getting intense for me, you know. I'm going to be a dad in about a month. And it's just... it's weird. So, as the old me slowly fades away and becomes whatever I become afterwards, we're going to go with a song by the Yannick Philharmonic Orchestra. The song is by Gavin Harrison, the same drummer we heard there before, and Antoine Fafard. They wrote and composed this song. It's off their album Chemical Reactions. The song is called Pair of a Perfect Four. Love.